base show safe is the old base show safe, and there's some paragraph, so if you could somehow.
So let's see. Who? No one has my base show safe. Leah, the base medrash one. If you get, if you have the base medrash one.
No, I can go. I
know where it is.
No.
Any other recorder, are we? Okay. Right, no, often Rav David's here. Okay, let's say Gomar. All right, the Siyata Dishmaya, we're up to the fifth shiur in Bishul. Just one small topic that's a big machlokas we've shown, but it's clear how we pass in Halacha that we just still have to wrap up with in Siv Dalid, and that is machlokas we've shown him about where and when one hits the Isser of Bishul. There are some Rishonim that hold that once you hit Michael Ben Drusai, so then that completes the Isser of Bishul. However, the Rambam and many others hold that the Chiyuv is up until Bishul called Sarfa. So bottom line is that we paskin that the Isser of Bishul is even when one goes from Michael Ben Drusai to Mavushul called Sarfa. It's actually a complicated question, but the Shita, the Rushes and others. But at the end of the day, as the Ber Alochim Dibur Maskil Shaiko Bishul spells out, that's how we assume it's Mefurish in the Mechaber. However, just one point in terms of Halacha Lamaisa that comes out, the Mishnah Berurah is Meir in Sifkatan Chav Zayin in regards to Bidyeved, or Maisa Shabbos. And Mirtz Hashem, once we conclude all of Hilchos Bishul, we'll do Maisa Shabbos as well, which is the beginning of Shin Yud Ches, that of course, that if a malacha was done, so then in such a case, in many instances, you can't have Hana. So the Mishnah Berurah says, V'nira de b'dievet ein lesser hatavshil. V'yesh lismo chalat poskim shesom de kosh de kiwan shin espashil k'machel mandrusai shuv ein bozeh mishum bishul. So we discussed very briefly that diyun in the Rishonim. The Rajba and others who hold that's only up until Michael Mandrusai, the Rambam who's Masha until Mavushal called Sarko, and at the end of the day, we of course are Choshesh, official exists going from Ben Drusai to called Sarko, but at the end of the day, Bidyeved, one could definitely rely on those poskim. Okay. Today we're going to do something a little different. I'd like to quote Rav Tversky Shlita that every Sugya has its own dynamic. So the next few Seifim Yud, through Yudbeis is much less diunim in the Shailos Utshuvas and the Poskim and Stiras and Mishnah Berurah, etc., etc. But to really understand the words of the Holy Shulchan Aruch, To really appreciate what's going on in the Shulchan Aruch, one has to be familiar with the basics of the sugya on daf mem aleph amid beis, mem aleph amid aleph going to mem aleph amid beis, as well as on daf mem beis amid aleph. And the sugya that we're going to be discussing is pouring water from one utensil into the next. And particularly, there's a complicated gemara in regards to mecham, which is a mishnah mem aleph, and on bati, which is on brisa, on daf mem beis, and to do it, to really understand what the mechaber and rush are doing, even if it's not going to be very much a hot button issue in terms of halacha l'maaseh, it's also, I think, a responsibility of us to be able to really explain what the Shulchan Aruch and Rama are doing, even if the issues are not hot button issues. Firstly, in Sif Yud, we have the psak of the mechaber. Also, litein tavlin b'ka'ara, it's prohibited to put spices into a kahara, ula aros alehen, and to pour them mikli rishon. So we've alluded to the sugya, we left off with it, the Tosas on the Vlamites, that said that irui is mevasho, according to many rishonim. And here we have it in Shulchan Aruch, that you're not allowed to pour onto the spices. These are the spices, the ginger, that we had spoken about, the heart spices. One would be mevasho, or at least, if the asur, to do, because where choshesh that one would be mevashel. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Ayin Dalet, the after tavlin aim is pashim with klisheni. The reason why we chose particularly tavlin is because to emphasize that the bishul over here is not going to be bishul klisheni, but rather the bishul is going to be irui klirishon. Kiniska la'el makal makal me'irui klirishon kaimel du mevashel today klipa. We pass against mevashel today klipa, and here the Mishnah Berurah says, something a little bit striking. Vafilu b'di'eved aserim ira lahedi alein shel nifsat hakiluah. And it says, even if b'di'eved you poured onto, you did it. So here, you might have thought that we had Rishonim, the Rashbam, who holds that ira is not mevashel at all. Maybe you could rely on it. We just got through saying that you could rely on Rishonim who say that that Michael ben Drusai is the shear of Bishul. However, over here we do not say that. And here we say b'di'eved it's going to be aser. When Rav Nevinsel was teaching this to me, I it's important to write down. I would not have remembered this. This was probably 10 years ago. But he stopped for a long, long time, and he was bothered by the question that he asks in the Biyitzchak Yikare, and he asks Sarachil in Devid the Milo Nisbach al Poskim Asorim de Iriyena Mevashel. He's bothered at the end of the day. Why is it that we don't follow the sheet that we showed that we saw? We already saw in Tosas. Rav Ben pointed out that. There could argue that there are many Rishonim that disagree, Tosis himself, Pechule, so at the end of the day, it is a little bit of Tzarachian why over here the Mishnah Berurah does not rely on those Cholkim. He has the potential Teretz in the newer Yitzchak Yikaris, but we'll leave it in the state of Mishnah Rishonah as a Tzarachian on the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, so that's halacha number one, that's straightforward, and that confirms what we were introduced to, and that is the din that Irui is Mavashel Kedei Klipa, and therefore Halacha L'maaseh, one has to be Choshesh, and as we spoke, in many instances, example that we had given was pouring hot water onto a tea bag would be a problem of Irui Mavashel Kedei Klipa outside of the Halachos of Kalei HaVishul. Now we're up to Sif Yud Aleph. Sif Yud Aleph, we're going to see first through the eyes of the Gemara. I made an exception. I photocopied the Gemara as well on Daf Mem Beis. Also, we're going to do a lot of Beis Yosef, so you could already start opening up to Shin Yud Ches Sif Yud Beis in Yud Aleph Yud Beis in the Beis Yosef. So Yud Aleph Yud Beis in the Shiras Devor edition starts with Yiram Aslo Kos Shehurik Bomayim Chamin. I would recommend. What we're going to read from the Gemara appears in the Beis Yosef as well, but I'd recommend you use the Daf Gemara because Rashi and Tosas are also going to be important. What we're going to have, the Siyata Deshmaya, is four different shitas are shown him how to read the Gemara of Abati, and we're going to see that the nuance, the differences, there are actually profound machlokios over here. There's a lot to say in Lamdus as well. We'll try to just say the basics, the basic yisodos of the shitas. I I've always had a hard time with the Sugya because it is quite complicated. Stop me if there's something that you're not clear on, and there's a good chance also I won't be clear on it as well. We're learning, we'll learn together, we'll do our best together. But we're going to see that there are four Shitas HaRishonim, and we're going to see how the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah paskin. Again, it's not necessarily going to have profound nafkaminas halacha lemaisa, but just to be able to properly read the Shulchan Aruch, to know Hilchas Bishul and not to be able to read properly a Mechaber Ramah, and to know Tshuvas of Ramosha and Lechazanish is a little backwards. So let's take a look. Let's take a look at the Gemara on Beis Amenav. Men Beis Amenav. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, Nosin Adam Cham L'Toch Sonein, a person is allowed to put hot into cold, V'lo Hatzon L'Toch Hachamin, but not cold into hot. Divrei Beis Shammai. U'Beis Hillel Omrim, Bein Chamin L'Toch Tzonein, U'Bein Tzonein L'Toch Hachamin Mutter. Beis Hillel disagrees, and he says, no, you could do both Chamin L'Toch Tzonein and Tzonein L'Toch Hachamin. But Medvar Mamurim Bekos. But when do I hold this mutter? Says Beis Hillel, that's only in a kos. Avol Bambati, Cham L'Toch Tzonein. But when it comes to Bambati, so then you could put hot into cold, but not cold into hot. Rav Shimon ben Minasya oser. Rav Shimon Minasya says that it's going to also be oser to put cham l'toch tzonein when it comes to ambati. What we're going to focus on is the different explanations that the Rishonim have for what the crux of the issue is, where Beis Hillel's mechalik between ambati, that cham l'toch tzonein is going to be mutter, but not tzonein into chamin. So Rashi has a beautiful pshat. Rashi says, in Dibra Maskel, Chamin L'Tol Tzonein, says Rashi, De Kasavar Tatogvar. Rashi says that the issue over here is simply, or profoundly, the sugya of Tatogvar, which is the sugya of Psachim Adafayim Vav. In Yaradeh, we spent a lot of time on that sugya. And Rashi says it's repeating itself. Dahin. That if you put Chamin L'Tol Tzonein, so we have a question. You have a clash when something's coming from above to below. One of it's hot and one's cold. What's going to win? What's going to be the dominant element? So the halacha is that the dominant element is the bottom one. That's a machlokus in the Gemara and Sachem. And we assume that the dominant element is the lower one, Tatal Gevar. The Ran points out that we're going to see the Ran shortly, Bezer Hashem. The Ran points out that he thinks Rashi is very difficult because Rashi is sticking his head into this profound sugya of Ilal Gevar and Tatal Gevar and Psachim on Daf Ayin Vav, and he doesn't think that that's a smart move to be told this sugya that there's no mashmos of Ilal Gevar Tatal Gevar at all. He thinks that's not wise on Rashi's part. But this is how Rashi learns. According to Rashi, the sugya is very straightforward. The sugya is a sugya of Ilal Gevar and Tatal Gevar, and that is what's going to be behind the basic halacha in regards to ambati. By the way, just to jump ahead to the punchline, the Beis Yosef in Dibur HaMashchel Ubimai, that's quite a bit into this. You see that this is a long Beis Yosef. There's a reason why it's long. In Dibur HaMashchel Ubimai, I would say it's about halfway through, maybe two-fifths through. Do you have a Dibur HaMashchel like that? Ubimai Damrinan?
Yeah.
Okay. So in that Dibur HaMashchel, the Beis Yosef says that the Tur learned like Rashi, that he learned up the whole sugya as being a sugya of Tatal Gevar, and that will be the approach of the Tur. So it's pretty normative, this approach, even though we're going to see that in terms of Halacha L'Maisa, there aren't, in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, I don't think neither the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah are going to learn like the Tur, but if, according to Beis Yosef, this approach of Tatal Gevar is a straightforward approach, and that's the approach of the Tur. At the end of the day, you just have to cheshbon which one is the lower one, and once you've decided what is the lower one, if it's hot, so then in such a case, that's going to be mevashel something that's cold. If, however, the bottom one is cold, so then in such a case, then it will cool off the top one. That's going to be the rule, the general approach. Tosos disagrees. Tosos in Dibur HaMashchel Nosein Adam Cham L'Toch Tzonein introduces a variable that the Gemara had already introduced in the name of Abaye on Mem Aleph on the Beis. And that is, Tosos is a relativist. Tosos says that it depends how much water you're going to have in terms of whether one is going to be Mevashel something else. In other words, says Tosfos, even if you're, according to Rashi, the Pashtus, Rashi is learning, that's how the Beis Yosef understands Rashi, everything here is in a Kli Rishon, so you're either pouring from a Kli Rishon into another Kli Rishon, but if the Kli Rishon you're pouring into is cold, so then in such a case, it won't be Mevasha. Everything is talking about a Kli Rishon. Says Tosfos, no, wait a second, I could learn up the Sugya, even talking about a klisheni. And Tosfos has reasons why he wants to learn up our sugya as a klisheni. And therefore, Tosfos says, the case of the Ambati is actually a klisheni. The case of Ambati is a klisheni. And the svara is as follows, that when it comes to an Ambati, where an Ambati is so large, so then in such a case, there it's light, it has the power to be mevashel, so there Tosfos says, even a klisheni would be mevashel, that water. So, what are we talking about? Says Tosfos, you read the Gemara as follows. The Gemara says, "Aval ba'ambati chamin l'toch atzonin v'lot zonin l'toch hachamin." Says Tosfos, what that means is you can't put the cold water into the hot water of the ambati because even in a klisheni, when you have so much concentrated hot water, compare the ambati to this cup over here. And when you have this cup, so there, the walls are right on top, most of the water. So then, the Fanos Mekaros, just to advance Tosfos' idea of Mem Amid Beis. But if you have Mem Beis Amid Aleph, where you have the Ambati so large, and that you don't have the Fanos that are so close to Mekaros, Zokdei Ligatesis, that's the case of Ambati. We're talking about even in a cliche. Let's take a look first and see that in Tosfos Dibra Maskil Dibra Avol, and then we'll see how Tosfos also connects to his rejecting Shitas Rashi in Dibra Maskil Nosin. It says Tosfos in Avol Bambati, Nira Dahayambati Ayri Kigonshu Klisheni. V'lo Adikahu Ambati Delil. Tosfos points out a difficulty with his own shot is that Mem Amabez Ambati was a Kli Rishon, was not a Klisheni. In the case of Rebbe and Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. However, he says you have to say that this is talking about a Kli Sheni. Then Tosfos says, Va'asa lefluge. You skip two lines halfway through, in the middle of the line, Va'asa lefluge b'Kli Sheni. And then a kos is going to be different than ambati. A kos, even if the mayim chamim, and that's exactly what we had within Beisila, right? Beisila was the chalik between an ambati and a kos. So what's the chalik between the ambati and the kos, according to Tosfos, is very, very smooth. A kos, as we said, you have by klisheni the fanos makaros. Ambati and klisheni, you're going to be more machmir. So Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. He says, we don't need to come to the sugya of Tatagvar, because we're talking about a klisheni and a different chiddush. And that is that when you have an ambati, so then in such a case where it's really hot, it's going to be mevashel. I was using Rav Yosef Penner's Beis Yosef, and he had jotted on the side, I thought, a nice point. You always be careful what you write on the side of your sefer. So he had a nice point, and that is, this Tosfos, and fits in beautifully, leaving aside his point, it fits in general, this Tosfos beautifully with what we've been developing in general as far as the Shita of the Bali Tosfos is Bishul. And that is, Rav Yosef's point was that this Tosfos supports the Chumrah of the Chayyadam that we concluded with, I believe last time, that if it's Yavni Chavis, if it's really hot, then it's going to be Mevashel and Klisheni. So unlike the Shita of the Beis Yosef in Yoredeya that says, quote unquote, just to be dramatic, that's Alech L'Moshe Misinai, that a Kli Rishon is Mevashel, a Kli Sheni is not Mevashel. That's the rule of thumb. So what we have from the Chachma Sadam is no, it's relative. You have to decide. You have to decide if it's if the water is very hot. Kali Abishul also seem to push into the direction that there are instances where things in the Kli Sheni is also Mevashel. Ambati is not a regular Kli. Ambati is also going to be Mevashel. By the way, the other Rishon who disagree, they might be like those who are not Machmer, like the Chayyadim. How things up add up in terms of all the poskim, whether all the poskim line up in a neat line, that would be for you to to work out. But at the end of the day, the svara, I think Rav Yosef is making a nice point, that the svara of Ambati according to Tosas, fits in well in general with the idea that we've seen, and that is when we say Kli Rishon is Mevashel, that's talking about a very particular standard paradigm where you want to cook in, let's say, 20 minutes, 25 minutes, where the Fanos Makaros are going to affect you. However, if you're going to change the variables, like we've discussed, either through Kali Abishal or other contexts, then the rules of Abishal are going to change. And that's going to be Shita Tosis. It's going to add up La Halacha, because we're going to see that even though there are many who don't pass in like Tosis, there are some who do, and therefore that's going to be consistent with the idea that it's not an ironclad rule that Kli Rishon is Mevashel, Kli Sheni is not Mevashel. Yes, Rav David. Oh, very good, very good. So, in this part of Ambati, Tosa says it as Xer. That's correct. If you see, we're going to see that there are Ismashmos in Tosas that when it comes to, you'll see in the Tosas above, the not that way, and definitely there are Rishonim who presented not only as Xer. We made that point yesterday in Seder, you're right. I'm trying to be as straightforward as possible now, but you're right. The mashmos of this Tosas over here is that it's Xera. You're 100% right. Okay. Tosas and Dibra, if you don't mind, I'd rather first get in all four Shitas that we showed him, then I'll take your questions, Blineder. Tosas and Dibra Maskel, no sein adam chamel tel tzonein, Tosas says, afilu bikli rishon, zechamel tel tzonein, heinem evashel. So a person could put chamel tel tzonein, Kemoshe Farish. Velotzon tel chamin, afilu beklisheni. The gazri beishamai klisheni atu klimishon. So this is all beishamai. Ubeisilo de pligu, visharim, tsone letel chamin, hainudafka beklisheni. When Beisilo says that you're allowed to put tsone into chamin, that's only the klisheni, kidiktani, pamedvarim rubikos. Mashma, de beklirishon, Moda Beis Hillel, that when it comes to a Kli Rishon, Beis Hillel holds that in both directions, it's going to be Aser, like Beis Shammai. Why? So Tosas then mentions Rashi Svara of Tatal Gvar, and then skip down to the first wide line of Tosas, Elanirik Kemosham Rabbeinu Tam, V'chamin L'tol Tzonin Mashma Shat Tzoninim Shalmata Mirubim, Shederech Litein Hamuat Bimeruba. This is going to be very important. Remember I said that according to Tosas, context is everything. What is more? The hot or the cold? So by the Ambati, there what was more? What was on the bottom? And therefore, even in the Klisheni, there was room to be Machmir. Says Tosas, V'lakach Ein Mevashon HaChamin Hamuat in Klal, L'thish HaMisarvin Netzonin HaMerubin. If you're putting hot into cold, so what? How does it normally work? Just like in the case of the Ambati, where the Ambati is much more than anything you're pouring into, says Tosas, the same applies even in a kos. Because what do? Do you pour a lot into a little? No. You always pour a little into a lot. And then, if you're putting a little bit of hot water into cold water, umisbatel chamimason, it's going to be mevatel that which is hot. Velot son in the tol chamin, shachamin shelmata merubin, then the chamin of below is a lot, umisarvin bahenatzonin hamutin umisbashlin. So Tosas explains our sugya differently. Tosas doesn't learn, like Rashi, that the issue is tatogvar or alogvar. Tosas needs to add one more wrinkle. Like Tosas had said below, when you have a lot, says Tosas in Ambati, we're going to be choshesh, that even the klisheni is going to be mevashel, maybe marasayan, like Rav David said, but at the end of the day, we're choshesh for the amount on the bottom, that is going to be either mevashel derabanan or mevashel deraisa. Similarly, says Tosas, over here, when it comes to the coast, that's the pshat of Beis Hillel. If you're pouring cold into hot, you're always going to have more hot, and therefore you have to be choshesh that the hot is going to be mevashel the cold. If you're pouring hot into cold, so then you have more cold. So then in such a case, you don't have to be choshesh for bishul. That's Shitas Tosas. So far, we have the machlokis between Rashi and Tosas. The third Shita is the shita of the Ram. The Ram shita appears in Yutes Amud Beis, and the Ram also answers, Rabbi Zion pointed this out in Seder, that's an important point, the Ram also answers a question that you could ask Mineu Bei in our learning of the Halacha, and that is, what happens to the sugya of Irui? Dahainu, the Ram is first going to be bothered. How could Rashi just simply say Tata Gavar, even if you're gonna have a case of where you're pouring hot water into cold water, then in such a case you should say that Irui is going to be Mavashel Kedei Klipa. Why aren't we choshesh that Irui is going to be Mavashel Kedei Klipa? So the Ram first raises that and defends Rashi on that front. And then he gives a different shot, the shot that's going to be different from both Rashi and Tosafot. So let's take a look at the Ram in Dibrei Maskil Tana Rabbanan, all the way on the bottom when you test on the days. By the way, I didn't get this breakdown of Rishonim by myself alone. It's the Beis Yosef, basically says all this in this long Beis Yosef. Eventually we're going to read pieces inside the Beis Yosef as well. And in the booklet I gave you a fantastic summary by the Sefer Shiras Devorah. There, he summarizes 9 or 10 different issues in our sugya. As we get towards the end, I'll show you, he has these wild graphs. But there are 9 or 10 different issues that are dancing around the Mechaber in Sif Yud and Sif Yud Al. So he also was helpful as well. So the Ram says, Tan Rabban, Nosan al Mechaber Toch Tzon, Lotzon Pirish Rashi, Mishum de Takha Gvar, last line. Veloni Hira, the Imkei Tikshu, the Mad Namar Hasam, the Parakates at Tzon de Log Gvar. So the first question that the Ran asks on Shitas Rashi is what we mentioned before, that he's been now being told our sugya into Togvar Alagvar. So how is the man Amr who said Alagvar going to learn up the sugya? And then he says as follows: Va'od, go to the top of Chaf Amud Aleph. Va'od dafilu man Amr Tatogvar, but even the man Amr says Tatogvar, which would mean that when you pour from hot onto cold, that it would not be mevashel. Hamode, he would agree the kdei klipa miyaser that should be mevashel kdei klipa. So the truth is that question of the Ran could be asked minei ubei within the Shulchan Aruch. In Sif Yud, the Shulchan Aruch told us that you have to be choshesh as mevashel kdei klipa on the tavlin. And the next halacha, no one takes into account the issue of irui being mevashel kdei klipa. So you need to say, probably in the Shulchan Aruch, unless you have another pshat, you could tell me in Seder, L'chur in Shulchan Aruch, you're going to need to say the Ran pshat, second line in the Ran, Elahachi perusho, Nosein adam chamletel tzon lefin sheing miskarim biruyen, umisarvim mamish betoch tzonein, ve'en koach bem levashel afi bebol mikli rishon, da'afilu tim tzalomar de'ilir kli rishon kli rishon, Hani miri b'ma'ala al-gabe tavlin, sif yud in Shulchan Aruch, uke yotzeb, and there, when do we say that's mevashel kedei klipa? When you're pouring onto a solid, where everything doesn't assimilate right away. She'ein hachamim is'arvim b'tochem, but if you have water, hot water that's pouring into cold water, then we don't have the din of irui being mevashel. By the way, you should use this in your pocket. There are times that poskim are choshesh that there's irui mevashel kedei klipa even on water, but this might be helpful in being poshek some of our sveikos when we had irui being mevashel kedei klipa. So ad kan divrei haran in terms of him questioning Rashi and defending Rashi. But ultimately, the Ran gives us mahalach number 3. The Ran, if you take a look in Ubeis Hillel Matirin, skipping down a couple of lines, the Ran says, Ubeis Hillel Matirin, Delo Gazri Bikli Sheni Klal. Beis Hillel disagrees with Beis Shammai, and he's never asers in Kli Sheni. Aval Ba'ambati. So how did Tosis learn Ba'ambati? Tosis learned that Beis Hillel was Machmir in Ambati by a Kli Sheni. And or, Tosis also paskins like Rav Shimon ben Menasya. Aval ambati shu kli rishon chametok tzonein, klomar shemutur la'oros me'ambati chamin, shebo l'so chamin tzon, shebekli acher, di iru di kli rishon lo chashim lan kli rishon. Like I got through saying, says the Ran, iru is not going to be a problem. So you're allowed to put hot into cold in Ambati. V'lo tzonen l'tochamin, but you can't put cold into hot, klomar, afilu liten l'socha mayin tzonen harbe, she'eno elalaf shiro. The Ran is a third shita. The Ran says that there's a new chiddush of Ambati. Ambati is for sure more chomer from the Gemara, but the chiddush of the Gemara is that you're not allowed to put cold into hot, even if the cold will not be mivashel, even if you're putting in so much cold that it'll just become lukewarm. Nevertheless, the halacha is that it's usur because we're afraid when it comes to an ambati that it's so easy to get confused that it'll end up cooking because there's so much hot water in there. To put cold water into an ambati and not to get cooked, you got to put in a tremendous amount. So when it comes to a cup, so then in such a case, if we're talking about a klisheni, then there's not going to be a problem. But however, when it comes to a cup, when it comes to a cup there, if you're putting in only to cool off, it's not going to be a problem. The reason it's not going to be a problem is we're not afraid that you need to put in so much cold water for it to get lukewarm. All you have to do is put in half a cup of hot water. But for Ambati, you have to put in so much more. Since you have to put in so much more, says the Ran, we're going to be machmir. The difference between the Ran and Tosos is that the Ran is learning that Ambati is also a Kli Rishon. It's not a Kli Sheni. Only according to Tosos do you have to learn that Ambati is a Kli Sheni. According to Tosos, we have a Chumrah, a new Chumrah over here, and that's a Chumrah of a Kli Sheni. According to the Ran, you don't need to learn that way. And according to Tosos, our Chumrah of a Kli Sheni is going to apply both in Dibra Maschil Avol Bambati, that's going to be Aser, and Tosas Lishitaso learns in Dibra Maschil Nosein Adam that everything is going to be relative, that there are times that you're going to be allowed to even put water, cold water into hot water. If you put a lot in, if you put a little in, then it's going to be bishul. If you put in a lot in, it's going to be mutter. In Abati, where it's even machmir, that even in a klisheni, you're not allowed to put a little in because we're afraid that you're going to come lidei bishul. According to the Ran, it's only a kli rishon. You can see this summarized beautifully in the Shiras Devora. You take a look. It's the second page. Here I have three pages photocopied for you, maybe even four, from the Shiras Devora. One, two, three pages. If you take a look first at the last one, he has a summary of the whole sugya. I've just missed the bottom line. He summarizes all the shitos with the Shulchan Aruch Ramah and Mishnah Berurah. You see how complicated it could get. We're not gonna get that complicated. We're gonna now, after we see the summary of what we just did, which is one small heading. Then we'll already start going to the Shulchan Aruch. We'll go to Rambam first, and then the Shulchan Aruch, and then see how the Shulchan Aruch passes. So if you take a look in the second page on the top, it says Havanas HaGemara. Everybody see that? So that's what we just did. We just did those three lines. Havanas HaGemara, and the one thing that I think he should have done is he puts in the Rambam later on. We're going to put the Rambam as the fourth shita in terms of Havanas HaGemara. He says, Madua nosen adam cham l'totzon l'otzon l'tocham. And how do we understand that halacha? And he points out that it's not him, it's the Beis Yosef. The Be'er Halacha, I don't think, really summarizes it. It's really the Beis Yosef. That you have Rashi saying it's midin tatogvar. Tosos, who says that it depends on whether you have a lot or a little. And I pointed out to you, that's Tosas Lishitaso. The Tosas holds that the din of Abati is also going to be usher and klisheni because it's a lot. We're going to see that there are Rishonim that don't differentiate between a lot and a little. So Rashi holds the sugya is based on Tal Gvar. Tosas says that it depends what you're pouring into is going to be the lot, and therefore the alot, and therefore you have a little bit of water going into a lot of hot. So it's going to be mevashel. And then the Ran that says that the halach over here is that you're not going to be choshesh except for a kli rishon, but not in a kli sheni, because a kli sheni is not mevashel, and irui is not a problem, and therefore we saw that the Ran had a totally different shot that he does not quote over here, but the shot of the Ran we saw. Now you could put the Ran on the side now. The Ran is very beautiful. It's definitely a central pshat in the sugya, but in terms of halacha lemaisa, we're going to see that the Ran is not going to be central. In terms of halacha lemaisa, it's going to be the Rambam and the Tosos, and we're going to see that the Rama and others are going to toggle between these shitas. We're going to see the Rambam through the eyes of the Beis Yosef. I did photocopy the Rambam, if anybody wants to see the Rambam in his original. But in Dibur HaMaskil Ukfar Kasafti, we're going to see Shita number 4 of the Sugya of Abati, and we're going to see the Beis Yosef's genius approach within the Rambam. And it seems to me that what the Beis Yosef, with the guidance of many others, that the Beis Yosef is basically going to follow the Shitas HaRambam Arasov. And the Rambam is going to be very, very rigid. The Rambam is not going to adjust for the amounts of water like Tosos. He's not going to get involved in the Sugya Tatagvar. And the Rambam is going to be cut and dry. Basically, the Rambam is going to differentiate between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni throughout. That's how the Beis Yosef is going to understand. And that at the end of the day, we don't care whether it's a lot or a little. All we need at the end of the day is just to know whether this is Kli Rishon or it's cliche. So let's take a look at the Rasul Kfar Kasafi Lil Shadasa Rambam, Kedasa Rif. Shekasa Perichov Beis. Ambati Shal Merchat Shihim Alem Mayim Chamin. Ein Nosla Mayim Tzon. So the Rambam says that if you have an Ambati that's full of hot water, you can't put cold water in. Share Mechamlin Harbe, because it heats it up. Avul Nosan Hu Mayim Chamin Latoch Ambati Shal Tzonin. But you can't put hot water into cold. That's what the Rambam, that's step one. That's one halacha in the Rambam. The next halacha is, or the Rambam talks about mecham. Rambam says, mecham shepina mimenu mayim chamin. If you have a mecham, a kettle, that the water has been poured out, muta litein l'socha mayim tzonin kidei lashiran. Then you're allowed to put cold water in to make it lukewarm. Umutter, continues the Rambam, litzok mayim cham l'toch mayim tzonin. Similarly, you're allowed to pour hot water into cold water. Otzonein l'tol chamin, or even tzonein into chamin, and the Rambam says, v'hu shelo yiu b'kli rishon, but one condition, it can't be a kli rishon. So I'm already jumped to the conclusion that the Beis Yosef comes to, and we'll see it shortly inside. According to the Rambam, at the end of the day, we're not going to make Tosis's adjustments. We're not going to adjust to how much water there is or how much water there is not. At the end of the day, Kli Rishon, the Rambam is very, very clear. Kli Rishon, Aser. Kli Sheni, Mutter. Ambati, the Beis Yosef learns, is also Kli Rishon. Also Kli Rishon. So therefore, according to the Rambam, at the end of the day, this is one basic halacha, Ambati, and the Kli is one basic halacha. And in fact, the Beis Yosef learns, the whole Chiddush of Pina Mecham is just to tell us something else. It's just to tell us that even though there are opinions in the Gemara that are choshesh, that you're forging the metal by pouring water on top of the metal, the Rambam is telling us you don't have to be choshesh for that shita. But there's no new chidush in the halach of kos over Ambati. The Beis Yosef then goes on, and he quotes the Magen Mishnah. He's not happy with the Magen Mishnah's pshat. He then says that he has lots of kashas on the Rambam. And then he gives us the punchline of how he learns the Rambam. That's where we're going to pick up in Dibur HaMaskil VeHashta. In my edition, it's the second Dibur HaMaskil over. You have a Kfar Kasafti and then VeHashta. And then he says, black on white, that the Rambam doesn't agree with Tosas. VeHashta. L'fi dvar of b'chibur, lo nitztarich lomar da'ai ambati avi klisheni. We don't need to say ambati is a klisheni. V'lo avi k'idach ambati. And you don't need to say that it's any different than any other abati in Shas, which is always a Kli Rishon. Skip a line. V'gadlo nitztarech l'chalek, bein abati shu Kli Rishon, l'shar Kli Rishon k'divrei Ran. And also the Rambam is not going to agree with the Ran. The Ran who says, no, in abati we're always more machmir, whether it's going to cook or it's not going to cook, at the end of the day we're always machmir. No! Dambati vade kli rishon v'din kli kol kli roshon shavelo. Every kli rishon is always aser. Delo shari el chamin l'tal tzone. The only thing that's going to be mutter is chamin l'tal tzone. So according to the Rambam, we have a sugya that's relatively straightforward. Relatively straightforward. A kli rishon is always going to be mevashel. You always have to be choshesh. How's the Rambam going to explain when you throw a tremendous amount of cold water into hot water? It's an interesting question. But at the end of the day, the Rambam says that it's kli rishon, kli rishon, kli rishon, kli rishon. Just dawned on me. Tell me dayos mekulam. Every once in a while, I feel that in shir, I have hashra just by learning the schus of Talmud Torah Barabim. It just dawned on me. But this is just a hashra of that came to me when we started the sugya. L'chura, this would work out very beautifully. The Beis Yosef is going to pass it like this way in Shulchan Aruch. This will work out very beautifully with the Beis Yosef in Yoreh Deh as well. Kli Rishon, yes. Kli Sheni, no. Don't complicate my life. At the end of the day, that's the rule. Those are the rules. Kli Rishon, yes. Kli Sheni, no. Bali tells us to begin the Cheshvan. How much water? How much little water? Ulai v'ulai. But that we need to work on a lot more together in the Beis Medrash. So, by the way, now we're ready to go to Shulchan Aruch. Zok de Helege Mechaber, Shin Yud Ches Yud Aleph, Ambati, if there is a tub, Pirish Klisha Roches Bo Shom Merchatz, Shihi Maleim Mayim Chamin. Of course, what are we going to do? Are we going to read the next few lines in the Shulchan Aruch? Absolutely not. We're not going to read those lines. Continues the Mechaber, skip that line, the half a line. Ein Nosn La Mayim Sonin. You're not allowed to put in cold water. Sharei Mechamin Arbe. But you're allowed to put hot into cold. Presumably, you're going to have to give some teretz about Irui, and it could very well be that the Rambam also learned the Ram's teretz about Irui. Presumably, the Rambam will learn that way. Weiter, Sif Yud Beis, Mecham Shepinu Menu Mayim Chamin, Mutal Yitene Socha Mayim Sonin, Kidei Lav Shiran. You have a Mecham, you're allowed to put in cold water in order to be makshir. No need to put in the word merubin, because for the Rambam, merubin is not important. Umutr lotzuk mayim chamin letoch mayim tzonin, or tzonin letoch chamin. You're always allowed to put cold into hot, or hot into cold, with one condition. Vushalo yim v'kli rishon, as long as it's not a kli rishon. V'pneishim mischamin harbe. Because if it's a kli rishon, then it's always mechamin harbe. Now before we even go on to see what the Ramah's additions and the influence of the Bali Tosas on the Ramah, let's just take a look at the Mishneh Brura in Pei Beis. I meant Ayin Zayin. Yeah, let's take a look at Ayin Zayin. Ayin Zayin, Ein Nosn La Mayim Tzonin. You can't put cold water into the Ambati. Why? Because Ambati is going to be Mevashel. So the Mishneh Brura adds within the Shulchan Aruch, Ayin Bachron Shekasu Dafke Mayim Muatin. That's only if you put in a small amount of water. Alum Nosn Harbe Kol Kach. But if you put a lot in, then why should it be Osir? So that's how the Mishneh Brura says. Akula. Quoting from the Tosfos Shabbos and the Maamar Mordechai, what should the problem be? So Lanias Daiti, that's true according to the Poskei Ashkenaz that we're about to see, that we see according to the Bali Tosfos, depends how much water it is. But according to the Rambam appears in Perichov Beis, it could be it's a low plug, and the Rambam holds, and all instances, if it's a clean region, it's going to be Osir, even if it's a lot of water. We just said something very profound. This might be the Rambam L'shitaso, that the whole Isser Doraisa of Bishul is only Agabe Ish. So Kli Rishon is only Asim Midrabbanan. So it's a low plug on Midrabbanan. It's going to be Asim. Okay, that was the Lumdus of the day. Close brackets. But this is the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch. Questions, clarifications. This has been one of the most involved cheshbonos within the sheet of Rishon that we've had up until now. I think it's b'siach d'shmaya been clear. Any questions, clarifications? So far, so good, Rabbi Osei? Yes?
Just going back to Tosfos, the scar that Ahmed showed that Bruce Penner said, is that the Bahamas oven that says that we evaluate the ability.
It's heat. It's level of heat. It's level of heat. Correct. Exactly.
So that makes sense.
Because Tosfos says even in a cliché, you're gonna have to be choshesh. You don't need to say it in Tosfos and cliché with Rav David Ha'ara. You make the same point also in a Kli Rishon as well. In other words, Tosfos says at the end of the day, if it's hot enough, then it will be mevashel. If it's not hot enough, then it won't be mevashel. You could say that even Tosas al Pishi Tosas. Tosas says when there's a high level of heat, so then so such cases a klisheni, according to Tosas, will make exer midrabban. If it's a klirishon, then we're always choshish that it's going to be mevashel. If there's a lot of water, cold water, then we're not choshish that it's going to be mevashel. Now let's, what's that?
Yeah, just the Ram.
Yes.
The Ram as far was that by you, when we're saying mevashel could they cleave by you, really that's only on top of them because it won't.
That's right. The whole idea is important. It's an important svara. The problem is the Mishnah Berurah doesn't seem to pass like the svara, but it's an important svara I think within many of the Rishonim, and that is that Iroi is only going to be mevashel something that doesn't assimilate immediately. Something that assimilates immediately will not be mevashel. Why? Because Iroi will only mevashel the klipa, the top edge of the ginger. So, but there's no tap when it comes to water. There's no tap. It immediately assimilates. So therefore, it won't be mevashel. In contrast to a dover yavesh, it hits the tap. It takes a while before it seeps in. So then, when it hits the tap, so then in such a case, it's going to be mevashel.
So because the water doesn't have a quote unquote klipa, like outer area.
Exactly. Exactly. Right. We were discussing with the guys that did Yerodea last year that the same applies also in Yerodea as well. By Chalav, we're more makel about the klipa in terms of Bishul. Okay, this is the Psak of the Mechaber. However, take a look at what the Ramah's additions. Comes along the Ramah in Sifyut Aleph, and the Ramah says, Ambati shel merchat shimaleh chamin afal pishi klisheni, even though it's a klisheni. Now here Rav David pointed out that Tosa said Xera, and I was a little resistant to Rav David, even though he was 100% right in Tosos over there. But the Mishnah Berurah in Ayin Vav doesn't say the way you read Tosos, which would ostensibly be the correct way of reading it. But he says, La halacha dekiman shein l'rechitza, mistam achim mun harbe, umispashan atzonu shemisarben, even though the Ambati is a klisheni. And interestingly, he says tour. If you remember, the Beis Yosef had said that the tour is following Shita Rashi. Okay, that gets already too involved for a halacha shir. But at the end of the day, there are many who understand that the klisheni, if it's strong enough, will be mevashel, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, bedas tour. Kaftor v'feranach. Sifyud Beis comes along the Ramah, and what did the Mechaber said in Sifyud Beis? The Mechaber had said that the halacha is that if it's in a kli rishon, you have to be choshesh mipnei mischamim harbe. So it comes along the Ramah, and the Ramah again says what we saw from the Mishnah Berurah. The imam mayim merugim kol kach. But if there's so much water, she efshar she is tashlu rak she yafigu tzinasan afilu bekli rishon shari rak shelo yalaish. He's again, the Ramah follows the Balei Tesis, and he says, no, that if it all depends on the amount of water, the Mechaber is following the Rambam who doesn't have that chiluk. So to crunch, Rashi the finds his way, according to the Beis Yosef, into the Tur, the Rambam finds his way into the Shulchan Aruch, and the Tesis find their way into the Ramah. And it could very well be, whenever the Mishnah Berurah comes and makes comments on the Mechaber, that you should be Mekel or Machmer, you have to keep in mind, it might not be B'das HaMechaber, it might be, according to the Poske Ashkenaz, that the Mishnah Berurah is Choshesh for. So for example, in Sifkatan Ayin Zayin, it might come out L'chumra, where he says, Ein Nosen Mayim Tzoneg, that the Mishnah Berurah says, but if you put a lot of tzoneg in, it's going to be mutter. It could be. According to the Rambam, that would be Aser, and in Yesh Ladin, that it could very well be that the Mechaber seems to be following what he had developed as Shitas HaRambam, he might hold that that is Aser as well. Minastam, midrabanam, not minatora, and that would be an amazing chabura for someone to give in terms of developing Shitas HaRambam based on the Rambam's rigidity of Kli Rishon versus Kli Sheni, and it could be, ulai v'ulai, it's a Rambam l'shitaso, that only Bishal ala Eish is mamish daraisa, and the Rambam can learn, and then it works out why the Rambam keeps it in halach, in perek of days. Ulai v'ulai. Okay, so this is, go ahead, Shmuel.
Yeah, no, we're saying the Mishnah Berurah goes like,
the Mishnah Berurah is choshesh for the